though in Tawang district during a developmental meeting today. In a social media post, the CM stressed that the projects would enhance connectivity and education. The major projects inaugurated were the upgraded Lau Mukto Road to double lane specifications over a stretch of 12.50 km and a Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya at Mukto. Khandu emphasized that he is committed to building a stronger, self-reliant Mukto. The meeting was also a special moment to celebrate the rich cultural heritage of Monpa society through a vibrant showcase, he said. The CM also distributed soil health cards and vegetable seed kits to the farmers. Deputy Chief Minister Chowna Main has congratulated para-athlete Techi Datam for winning the silver medal in the F44 men's short put event at the Sharjah International Para-Athletics Championship 2025 in UAE. In a social media post, Main said, "This achievement not only highlights his immense talent and hard work, but also serves as an inspiration to all aspiring athletes in our state." Agriculture Minister Gabriel Diwangsu has called for preserving the legacy of the state's unsung heroes. Speaking on the occasion of the 150th anniversary of the 1875 Anglo-Wancho War at Ninu village in Longding district on Tuesday, Wangsu said that Arunachal government is committed to recognize the sacrifices of the indigenous warriors of the state. He said the work of the state core committee on unsung heroes led by DCM Chowna Main is commendable in bringing to light the stories of their ancestors. As part of the commemoration, the state unit of Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad ABVP organized the 3-kilometer Tiranga Yatra, which saw thousands of villagers from Longchan Circle and beyond participating. Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lupul inspected various ongoing development projects in Anjao district on Sunday. During the visit, Pul reviewed the construction of a new road connecting BRO Road to Kandun Village, a crucial project under the Vibrant Village Program aimed at improving accessibility in the remote border areas. The minister additionally took stock of the construction of a tourist lodge under the NEC initiative at Kibitu, India's easternmost town. She noted that the project would not only boost tourism but also create livelihood opportunities for the local community. Reviewing other development schemes in Kibitu, Kaho and Musai under the Vibrant Village Program, Pool emphasized the government's commitment vision of making border villages self-reliant and well-connected. As part of its corporate social responsibility initiative, NHPC Limited handed over an ultrasound machine to the district hospital Anini in the Dibang Valley district on Tuesday. The handing over was done in the presence of local MLA Mopi Mihu and DC Paglisora. A press release from the DPRO said that with the availability of the ultrasound machine in the district now, the suffering of patients and pregnant women is expected to be alleviated to a great extent. Education Minister Pasang Dorje Sona said that the state should have a holistic approach towards education. He said, "In the field of education, everyone is a stakeholder and has to work accordingly to see the changes they want." Sona said this while attending the 42nd Foundation Day celebration of Rajiv Gandhi University at the university campus on Tuesday. The education minister congratulated the university's all-round development and carving a niche for itself at the national and the international platforms. He urged the youth, especially those in the university, to be responsible and visionary in their responses, especially on social media. He emphasized on focusing on quality over quantity. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for 15 districts across Arunachal Pradesh for today and tomorrow. IMD has issued warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. Light snowfall is also forecasted at higher altitudes in Dibang Valley, Tawang, Upper Subansiri, Upper Siang, Shiomi and districts. Furthermore, shallow to moderate fog is likely to occur during the morning and night hours in isolated pockets of the state. The Rajiv Gandhi University Students' Union submitted a memorandum to Education Minister P.D. Sona on Tuesday urging introduction of mass communication and psychology subjects in Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat and government colleges across the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.